Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The North Branch DPW has announced that there will be some hydrant flushing being done this week. The hydrant flushing will begin on Monday, April the 13th, and is expected to be completed by April the 15th. While that work is being done, water could be discolored. If you notice discolored water, be sure to let the water run until it becomes clear once again. And another news for today. Authorities in Saginaw are investigating the death of a local man after his body was discovered near the scene of a fire earlier this week. Fire crews were called out on Wednesday, April the 8th, to the area of Bagley and East Holland for a report of a grass fire. While they were working the scene, firefighters located a man's body behind a nearby vacant building. Police and detectives from both the Saginaw Police Department and the Michigan State Police Department responded to do an investigation. Officials have since identified the man as 46-year-old Gregory Mallett of Saginaw. Investigators say the cause and circumstances of his death remain under review. In a statement, police express condolences to Mallett's family and say they are continuing a thorough investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Saginaw Police or call Crime Stoppers. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened, starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, in a Huron County District Court proceeding, Justin Michael Whalen faces charges of operating while intoxicated or impaired, third offense, a felony, and he waived his right to a preliminary examination. The prosecution, represented by Timothy Rakowski, offered a plea agreement allowing Whalen to plead guilty to the OWI third offense by certified court agreement. The offer included no objection to sentencing to Thumb Regional Sobriety Court, if recommended and accepted. Also, the dismissal of the remaining counts. Defense attorney Michelle Siv represented Whalen, and the court found Whalen knowingly and voluntarily waived his rights. His case is now bound over to the circuit court for arraignment on Thursday, April 27th at 9 a.m., and bond will continue as previously ordered. And in other news for today, the North Branch Village Council has approved moving forward with a planned street project, as well as increasing the pay for some of their members. The council approved hiring Rowe Professional Services for $38,350 to make an engineering plan for the proposed Jefferson Street reconstruction project. They also approved doing 3 soil borings at a cost not to exceed $5,000. Approval was also given to increase the pay for the planning commission chair and the secretary to $60 and increase the pay for members up to $50. Also, approval was given to apply for a grant to help fund the estimated cost of $105,000 to work on the banks of the retention pond on Beach Street. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, April the 12th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.